This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado's apartment building boom is fading, and that slowdown extends to some affordable housing. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The state's builders outpaced the national average for using a federal tax break program to build affordable apartments during the past 10 years. That's according to the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City. But Colorado builders are struggling to fill a glut of new apartments. That's led to a drop in new construction for all kinds of multifamily buildings, including the affordable units, Kansas City Fed data shows. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The number of Coloradans hospitalized with the respiratory virus RSV climbed again over this past week. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
325 people, mostly children, are hospitalized with RSV, according to the state health department. RSV and flu are both recording a double-digit positivity rate, meaning more than 1 in 10 tests for those viruses are coming up positive. Both are also being detected in most of the utilities testing for them in wastewater. Health officials and doctors say it's not too late to get a vaccine for RSV or flu. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
You can find more news at CPR.org, also in the Lookout newsletter and the Denverite daily newsletter from CPR News. A sunny day is forecast across the state. High temperatures could be in the low 70s along the central Front Range. In the mountains, highs in the low to mid 50s.